possible. Anything that you would like, take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. With you in studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So tonight, there's a lot to talk about. Nemi has Dunkin' Donuts on the brain. We can talk about that. Also, I want to talk about a technology that you just don't see anymore. Or at least I don't. Not in my sphere. Maybe you do. Over-the-air broadcast television. And what internet, I think, technology might actually possibly save over-the-air television. I'm not sure about that, or if it's worth saving.
But I thought it was done.
Yeah.
But isn't it? Wasn't it done a couple years ago? You had to buy the converter boxes if you...
Right, right. The old analog signals are done. That's correct. Now they have the HDTV. So we can talk about those things and your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind. Let's start things out with your calls. Phil is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell a story and see how common it is. I was driving a friend back to school in upstate New York in this little town called Messina. We were on our way to Canton. It's up in the sticks near Canada.
Okay.
And I ended up taking a wrong turn, so I turned around, and then a cop came behind me, pulled me over, and said, okay, you ran a stop sign, lights were shut, all that stuff. And then he asked me for bail money. And
what?
I said, I'm not giving you money. He's like, then follow me back to the police station. So I'm like, okay, I'm talking to my friend. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Is that normal anywhere?
No, I've never heard of it.
I've
never heard of it either.
One of the things that I thought separated United States cops from Mexican cops was that you never had to give a United States cop any money. I've heard stories from back in the day about giving cops money right there on the side of the road or whatever. But I mean, it really opens the police officers themselves to all kinds of accusations of corruption. I can't imagine that any department's still going on with something like that.
So what did you do? Did you follow him back to the station?
Oh, I did. It gets much worse.
So keep going.
I followed him back to the station. I just parked in the regular parking spot, and I'm from New Hampshire, so I have New Hampshire plates on.
Before you go on with the story, did he tell you were under arrest?
No.
Did you ask?
No. This is before I even knew anything that I just kind of just went along with it.
Gotcha.
And this was a couple of years ago. And I walked in the police station, and they said, okay, we need to set terms of bail or whatever, or you need to see a judge. And I'm just like...
And this is for running a stop sign?
Running a stop sign. In my
view,
I didn't even run the stop sign. I swear...
That's what all you guilty people say. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So they said, can you come back here? I'm like, okay. They start asking me questions, like what I'm doing there and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like,
Did you ask them if you accidentally took a wrong turn in East Germany? I mean, what the heck is going on here?
Well, I said, what's going on here is I feel like I'm Rambo in First Blood. That's how it felt.
Hmm.
And they ended up bringing me in a back room to wait for a judge, handcuffed me to a bench.
And you had a friend with you this whole time, right?
Yeah, he was in the lobby.
Okay.
Meeting. And they handcuffed me to the bench, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, are you serious? And I'm mouthing off to everybody because I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever. And then I thought, okay, I want to see a judge because I want to explain what's going on, and the judge will say, this is ridiculous. Go.
Yeah, right.
At worst, that's
yeah, you were definitely new to this stuff back then. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. So I get brought in front of a judge, and
how long is this, by the way?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was going to say, how long were you sitting there handcuffed?
An hour.
Okay.
About an hour. And they brought me in front of a judge. I'm handcuffed. And I'm just thinking this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of. And the judge, he gives me a fine for a ridiculous amount. He gave me a fine for $350.
And did he say what it was for?
For running a stop sign, I guess.
So,
and I was just like,
how do you feel about never driving in New York again?
Oh, I have no desire to ever go anywhere near that town.
Because my understanding, and I may be wrong, is if your privileges are suspended in New York for a law that is not illegal in New Hampshire, your driving privileges will not be suspended in New Hampshire,
but
they would be in New York.
Interesting.
Right. The situation that I'm thinking of is in driving in Vermont, you're required to have insurance, where in New Hampshire you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're pulled over in Vermont, you are required by their law to have insurance, and they will suspend your license if you don't have it.
Wow.
But New Hampshire can't, because New Hampshire requires you to have, it does not require you to have insurance. So I'm not sure if that's something that applies. I certainly would call the police station and find out from some sort of superior where this bail money on the side of the road is coming from.
Well, so this happened a couple of years ago. You go in front of the judge, and he asked for $350.
Yeah, and I said, I'm not paying that. And he said, okay, we're going to put you in jail for $20 a day if you don't pay for it.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And I'm just thinking, you know what, I'm stuck. What do I do? And I'm like, okay, you need to come up with the cash. So I'm just thinking, I had like $50 on me. I'm just like, okay. And I ended up having to have my friend just wire me some money. They brought me handcuffed, mind you, to a Rite Aid. I'm sitting there handcuffed with a cop to pick up the money that was wired to me to pay for.
Wow, man.
I have heard of stuff like this, when, you know, basically you get some kind of fine in a town and you're out of state, they want to get paid right then,
mm-hmm.
and that they'll take you around sort of fleecing you and your relatives in the kind of the way that a bunch of kidnappers would in a foreign country. I mean, you know, everything shy of a grainy video with a gun held to your head. It's really quite frightening. Mom, I'm in New York and the cops have me. It's for running a stop sign for $350.
Man, so you basically were in a town where you've never been before, and they saw your plates. They said, this guy's a mark, and pulled you over, and gotcha good. $350. Ching.
Yeah, I mean,
well, pretty much, and on top of that, they got me to sign a piece of paper, so they tore my car apart. But I shouldn't have done that in retrospect. But they're like, well, you have nothing to hide, blah, blah, blah. We have people come here. We have people running drugs from Canada through the Indian reservation, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Uh-huh. I also have rights.
Yeah,
do you have a warrant?
I wanted to get it done at the time. I just like, this is stupid. I thought it was crazy, the craziest thing I ever thought. But it did have somewhat of a happy ending.
Okay, tell me about that.
I ended up playing a poker tournament at the local Indian casino, and I won $1,200.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that worked out for you.
It's not a happy ending because of the state, though, that's for sure. They screwed every way they possibly could.
And they get taxes on your casino winnings, right?
No.
Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Well, that's why they got you for the stop sign. I mean, if they could get a little piece of the action, they'd just leave you alone. They're nothing but a local gang. Hey, we're here to protect you. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
What they did.
But what difference? How in the world would you prove it? Every cop in the nation would side with this police officer. Every judge is going to side with this police officer.
Well,
every politician.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, wait a minute. Okay.
The judge?
Your question was, is there a law against what they did to you?
Correct.
It sounds to me like you went along with the program. I mean, what would you do differently if you were in that same situation today?
I'd say no to everything they had to say, but I mean, I'd still be stuck paying the stupid fine because I'm not.
Maybe you wouldn't. I mean, maybe they had no case, and you basically took the guilty plea because you were so intimidated by their process and their being in their jail and being handcuffed to the bench and all of the
rigmarole.
Did
you take the guilty plea?
I don't even know. I did. Wait a second.
Ian, the judge found him guilty, is by the sounds of it.
No. You didn't have a trial. That was an arraignment. Go ahead.
Well, I don't understand why I had to pay $350. Well, you said, okay, because I had to pay a bail or pay the fine, either way. And if I paid a bail, somehow they said I'd have to go back to court there. or I could pay $350.
So essentially they extorted him for the $350.
Bill, thanks for your story, man. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. Mobile site is one of them. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get quick access there to our live streams as well as the podcast, all for free. So go to m.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Tonight, with you, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You want some collections done for you, and you want it done in a way that's actually going to keep your clients down the line. SACL CAI can do that for you, and they've been doing it for a long time. Generations, actually. SACL CAI has been behind Free Talk Live for a long time as well. Several years we've been supported by the folks over at SACL CAI. So again, if you need somebody new to handle your accounts receivable because you're sick of doing it yourself, or whatever company you've got right now is botching up the job, or you just want to hire somebody that loves the ideas of freedom, get in touch with SACL CAI. You can find their banner right at the top of our website. It is the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Now, there's a little bit more I think worth talking about on the last gentleman's call about a small town in upstate New York, upstate, like right by the Canadian border, he said.
Near Canton, he said.
And he said the small town, they're driving through, didn't stop all the way at a stop sign, get pulled over.
No, he did not. He claimed to have stopped at the stop sign.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
officer claimed that he did not stop.
He got pulled over, and the cop demanded bail money on site. He thought that was weird, so they went back to the police station after being told to follow the cop.
Weird, and he didn't have the money, as I understand it, too.
Yeah. And then cuffed to a bench for an hour, see a judge. The judge says you pay the fine now or you can pay bail money and we'll let you go. And so basically he gave it up. They took him down to the CVS. They had a friend wire some money and took some cash out of the over-the-counter and gave it to the cops, and they let him go. Case closed. And he asked the question, is this legal? Yeah, sounds totally legal. I mean, that's the system. They write stuff down on a piece of paper. They call it either a statute or maybe in this case it was a town ordinance. I don't know which one it was, but one of those things likely. And then they attach an arbitrary amount of money to that. So let's just say it seems unbelievable, but let's say they have a $350 maximum fine for not stopping at a stop sign. I don't know. It's New York State. I have no idea what the penalty is there.
But they can make up any number they want to make up.
That's what I say. They just write it down. And then they just go ahead and charge you with it, and you pay it because, well, what are you going to do? Not pay it? And then what? Like he said, they're going to keep you in a jail cell for $20 a day. You get out after a couple, 3 weeks. And then it'll be paid off at that point. And I don't know what happens in states where they don't offer that. I know in New Hampshire it's $50 a day. And I don't know what happens in Florida or in other places. Is it that way everywhere? I can't imagine it is.
I couldn't answer. I have no idea. I mean,
you might just be held in contempt for not paying, and then they can hold you forever.
You know what I'd love to know is, do they have kind of two levels of not stopping off at a stop sign? Is a police officer able to, like, with a speeding ticket, what they'll often do is they'll say something to the effect of, look, I clocked you at 16 miles an hour over the limit, but I'm going to cut you a break, son. I'm going to give you 11 to 14, and that'll move you down to the next cell.
Right.
And, you know, this is kind of the equivalent of a big cop hug. And that's, you know, you feel actually pretty good about the situation. I'm wondering if they have a lower threshold of, cop fine for going through a stop sign for locals, maybe it's for locals or whomever they want to give it to, and then they've got this high-end fine for people who, you know, basically this guy had to come out of pocket immediately. But, you know, a local really wouldn't have been that much better off. They could have come up with the bail money, which would have been equivalent to this.
Now, what I don't understand is why not PR? Why bail?
Well, because they can. I mean, how old the story is, but it's...
He said a couple years.
Yep. I mean, this just sounds like Boss Hogg and Roscoe P.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the idea that you would get taken into custody over running a stop sign, it seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It also seems like, you know, that could be legal. It's just probably some sort of an option that they don't normally utilize. You know, because essentially from what you've told me, Mark, when you get a ticket, it is essentially an arrest.
It's an arrest.
So you're basically getting a PR bail because you're showing them who you are. You probably have your driver's license or something if you're driving, so they can fill out the form. I know that in the case of a local ordinance violation here in Keene a couple of years ago, the one where I stood in front of a police car because a lady that I knew was being arrested for an open container violation in the park, she was being arrested because she would not show identification to the police officer. And had she shown identification to the police officer, he would have written her a summons and then released her on her own recognizance.
That's right.
So it just sounds to me like this little town in upstate New York was basically taking it all the way with this guy because it's probably legal. Now, maybe they didn't have a case. Maybe had he gone ahead and posted the bond and gone to court, of course, he didn't live there, so he'd have to driven all the way back out to New
right,
York.
Right, and this is, you know, how would you, why would you do it? Answer me that. Why in the world would you put up the bond and 4, 5, 6, 7 months later, when you have no attachment emotionally to the scenario anymore, drive back 100 miles... Yeah. And fight this in court with the same judge that was nasty enough to give you the $350 bail when all you did was roll through a stop sign, allegedly.
I would fight that.
I would.
Just on principle. I agree most people would not, but I would drive 100 miles just because that's ridiculous.
I'm doing it in Palmer, Massachusetts. In fact, I had a nice conversation with my attorneys today. I'm not privy to really reveal what that is, but they will be filing a motion with the court, and that's what the next hearing is about, where I was arrested, for those that don't know, for carrying a video camera, operating it, inside a town hall, which is a clear violation of the Constitution, clear violation of free speech, the right to be the press. So it should be interesting to see how this case turns out. But that's not your typical stop at a stop sign sort of case where they're going to have you dead to rights.
Right.
It's going to be the cop's word versus your word, and case closed, the judge is going to believe the cop. So
even if there was video, frankly, even if there was video, most people don't know what a stop qualifies as far as the law is concerned.
Roll back.
You need to rock back, and it needs to be visible on the video. So if your car is some distance away from the police officer, and in the video it is not clear that your vehicle rocked back after coming to a full and complete stop, I mean, anything shy of some ducks or some cars passing in front of you is going to, I mean, that's it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
You're guilty. You're guilty, guilty, guilty. And if you run over there 100 miles away and try to fight them, you're only giving them more of your time and energy. These people are thugs and bullies. You don't interact with terrorists.
So I'm afraid it probably was totally legal, and there probably really wasn't much that you could do about it except get the hell out of New York and move to New Hampshire. And it sounds like he's already accomplished that part. He says he was from New Hampshire, although he's calling from California, so we didn't get into the reason why he was in California.
It's 70 degrees here today. Come home.
Yeah. If you love liberty, you got to get to the same place so you can be around other people who care, because then when the cops mess with you for some BS, you can put a call out to Port 411 or Keene 411, send a text message there, get on a two-way, and call in activists who will then come to the scene with video cameras.
It is fun to watch activists defend with cameras, for sure.
So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on here. More coming up. You can take control here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go back for years, and they go all the way to late 2006, all totally free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can click over to our SoundCloud page, where not only will you find archives of the show, but you will also be able to access bonuses like Edgington Post episodes. That's Mark's interview series. Also, every now and then I'll post something up there, like an interview that we did with someone else, you know, some other radio station or radio show or whatever. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get access to all that audio, all completely free. Again, that's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And don't forget the share button on each entry you see on SoundCloud. It makes it easy to share our audio with your friends.
SACL CAI sponsors the phone lines here on Free Talk Live. Did you just talk about them when you were...
I did.
Okay. Well, I don't know
but
why.
But they are great, so talk about them again.
All right.
SACL CAI is awesome.
You didn't pull this live readout, so I was here reading
it. Yes, you were shuffling paperwork at that time.
That's right. Anyway, SACL CAI brings you the phone lines. Big thanks to Jason Osborne for that.
Yeah, and Jason and Sharon are, again, I think, involved in the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. The Free State Project, of course, puts that on. It's a summer event. I heard you say online, Mark, that you and Stephanie are planning on doing your Sunday show the night before Porkfest officially begins, because Porkfest starts on a Monday. I believe it's the 17th of June this year. But a lot of people show up on Sunday because that's just how Porkfest is. Whenever the official date of starting is, there's always people that kind of trickle in the week prior to that, basically, and they'll kind of tour around New Hampshire in that period of time and then end up at Rogers Campground whenever they end up there. Maybe it's that Saturday or Sunday. But from what I understand, you're going to be doing your... Is that true? You're going to be doing your show?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. So there's that happening, and Porkfest.com is where you can learn more about the event and get signed up. It's going to be huge. Lou Rockwell, who we've had on this show, is going to be one of the guest speakers at Porkfest this year.
I'm going to Porkfest this year.
First time?
First time.
That's awesome.
Porkfest 10, I'm going. Okay. I'm going to quit my job and go. I don't care.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, I'll quit my job to go to Porkfest this year.
Wow.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that could be problematic for me then, because normally you're the one who does all the archive work.
I can still do archiving. I just need to go. That's all I just need to make an appearance.
Like one day, one
I need
day.
To make an appearance and see the sites and see the people I haven't seen in ages and meet new people.
It is a great group of
and
folks.
And then come home and do the archive.
So let's see. Porkfest.com also just announced today Mary Ruard, Dr. Mary Ruard, who I'm a huge fan of, and we got to meet.
She's going
to
be there.
She's going to be there. We actually got to meet her a few years ago, several years ago now, probably at the Liberty Forum, which is the other event that they have here in New Hampshire every single year. That's the winter event. Porkfest is the summer camping event. And so you got Lou Rockwell, you've got, David Friedman, I think, from the Machine
Group. Yeah, it's everybody gets to be a fanboy of somebody, and I love David Friedman. He's just a fun guy to hang out with. He's the one who wrote The Machinery?
The Machinery of Freedom is one of his books.
And he's the son of Milton Friedman and the father of Pottery Friedman. And, I find the guy fascinating. He knows so much about history, and I like to sit around and listen to him talk.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of his book, but I do love Dr. Mary Ruard's books, and she's awesome, so looking forward to seeing her again. And, of course, these are great names, and that's because it's the 10th Porkfest, the 10th Porcupine Freedom Festival, 10 years running this event now. The Free State Project has been doing that in New Hampshire, and it's a lot of fun. So we'll look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live is planning on broadcasting live. Let's go to, not the phones, but Skype, where we've got actually more calls waiting on Skype than we've had ever.
Nice.
So let's start with Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. I was listening yesterday, and I actually couldn't keep listening because one of you said that public education was an indoctrination or something, and I got upset and I couldn't listen anymore. And
why
I'm curious,
upset?
Why would you say that?
Why were you upset? Tell me that first, and then we can...
Yeah. I think, what's wrong with public education? It seems like it's helped a lot of people who couldn't otherwise afford to learn the, history and math and whatnot. It's given them that access to that material. Don't you think it's been helpful?
I think that education is certainly helpful. To force people who are not using a service to pay for it, I think, is... It's kind of, I find, objectionable. I went to private school. I also went to public school. And I had a personal experience in public school that I absolutely believe counted as indoctrination. I did not stand to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
You were one of those.
One of those. Unfortunately, I'm the daughter of an Army colonel, and my homeroom teacher thought that it would be appropriate to tell my father that I was exercising my First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
And
your right not to speak.
That's right. My right not to speak and not to participate, as we had been instructed at the beginning of the year, was our right. But unfortunately, this person, my homeroom teacher, made my life absolutely miserable because I opted to exercise my rights and not say the Pledge of Allegiance for personal reasons. Now, I don't think anyone, there have been laws proposed here in New Hampshire to force people to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
Oh, the pledge isn't the biggest part of the day, but I'd like to address a little something here too. Is you brought out the first easiest canard, and that's what always annoys me. I drive by the public school in my town on a relatively regular basis, and the cars dropping the kids off there are not beat up old jalopies. No one's walking to school barefoot in the snow there. This isn't for a bunch of poor people. The percentage of people in the United States that are poor is significantly lower than the percentage of people in the United States that send their kids to public school. Public school is middle class babysitting welfare.
Okay. Now, can I answer the question? So then we'll get back to you here, Dave. I'll just go around the full circle. My answer to why it would be called indoctrination is because, well, that's what they do at school. They indoctrinate you with more than just math and more than just reading, but ideas. Ideas about your relationship to the police and how you should do what it is you're told and how you should pay your taxes and be a good citizen and do what the government tells you to do. And they paint the government in the light that makes them look most favorable. Oh, those other governments around the world are bad and look what they do to their citizens, but our government is the best in the world. And this is constantly pounded into students. In addition, there's also this Prussian system of kind of authoritarian indoctrination that goes on there. So we turn off the lights and everybody has to be quiet, or you've got to raise your hand before you speak. And there's just these subtle things that they do that we all take for granted because we all went through it and it seems so normal to us. But all of this is really designed, according to people like John Taylor Gatto, who was the New York State Teacher of the Year, according to people like him, he points out that this system is designed to crank out a class of people that are basically unthinking drones, and that's essentially what the purpose of the government school is. So, Dave, with all of those answers, what do you think?
I'm actually shocked. That's not what I've experienced in public education, and I almost seem like you guys haven't been in there recently, and that it's, I don't know.
So what did you experience, and when were you in?
I graduated high school in 2006, and there were quite a few poor people who would not have been able to go to school without getting the bus coming to pick them up and
so
take them to the...
Maybe help poor people without threatening people?
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, if I decide I don't want to pay taxes to support the government schools with which I disagree, and maybe I'd like to give my money to the school that's down the street from me instead so they can help poor people, because maybe I agree with the school down the street more as far as their curriculum and things like that. If I do that, then the city government's going to come to me and they're going to say, Ian, you haven't been paying your taxes, so we're going to tell you what. You pay up, or else, in another couple of years, we're going to do a tax sale on your home, where we basically take it, even though you thought you owned it, we take that house, and we'll sell it to the highest bidder, and then we're going to kick you and your family out of it. How's that sound? Is that something that you think should be done to people, Dave?
Well, don't you think that the community is more important than the individual?
Well, I'd love to talk to you further if you want to hang on. We can bring it back here
like
in a
Star
moment.
Star Trek.
855-453.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I just want to know if he wants to support violence.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find waiting there. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, and Facebook. Whatever is your preference, you may follow it at your leisure over at news.freetalklive.com. And if you're following email, you're going to get just the most important updates about Free Talk Live, like our new affiliates, for instance. Also, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get some of the less important stuff, like just, you know, random stuff we find that we think you might think would be interesting that we put online and share with you there. Sometimes show prep, sometimes questions. So, like, for instance, I just asked the question that Dave had asked, or a paraphrase of it. Dave on Skype, we're going to continue with him in a moment. But I'd asked the question, he wants to know why it is that government education is indoctrination. That's what we have said on Free Talk Live. What would you tell Dave? So if you wanted to answer that without calling in, you could answer it on our Facebook right now over at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can get a whole variety of different types of gold and silver pieces there. We have, we're very excited to announce the Valcombi bar, which is a 50-gram gold bar that you can break up into little 1-gram pieces. So if you want to do business in gold, you can do it with the Valcombi bar at gold.freetalklive.com. We also have my favorite piece over there, which is the Ludwig von Mises silver round, which I prefer to call the, if you get several of them, the Mises pieces. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
I like Nick Phillips's response to my question on Facebook. He says, I learned a lot in public school. Want to know a few things I didn't learn about, though? Vietnam, the Trail of Tears, government-funded/trained freedom fighters of Central America and Middle East, the formation of Israel. Funny, the things you miss when the history books are written by the government.
We never talked about Israel in high school. Never.
Yeah, I don't recall anything.
Never. Never anything really beyond the borders of the U.S. International culture, that was really a private school. Another point I'd like to make is my folks paid less to send me to private school than they did in taxes to public school.
Yeah, it's expensive as hell to send per student to go to public school.
To go to public school. And the quality of what you get for an education, certainly there are good schools out there, no doubt. But when you have, there's virtually no oversight. You as a taxpayer, the supplier of the money, have no control over the quality of the service that you're providing. And you see in schools, at least here in New Hampshire, where it's just, I mean, people are tracking. Parents can't even call their own kids out sick anymore.
It's ridiculous.
So I would not send my child to public school.
I was talking with a parent today who lives in the neighborhood here about going. Sending, they've got four kids, they send them to the government school because they can't afford to pay for government schools. And then on top of that, pay for private schools because that's what most parents are doing. And he was really frustrated with the level of restrictions. They're always signing papers for their kids, permission slips and things like that. And it's just micromanagey and just awful.
And then there are the asinine stories you hear, like the eighth grader who was arrested and taken out of school in cuffs because of a T-shirt he was wearing, or a 13-year-old down in New Mexico who was removed from a classroom because he burped in class.
How about strip-searching kids because they allegedly took somebody's $5 bill?
Or illegally searching their lockers.
The arrests that are going on in Mississippi and Texas, on, you know, we're talking about dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, thousands of kids that are being arrested
in Texas,
put through the judicial system because of their participation in the public school.
But I want to get back to Dave on Skype and specifically address your question, Dave, which we were talking about right before the break, where we'd answered your question generally about why government schools are indoctrination. They have an interest in indoctrinating the youth into believing in the state and almost even worshiping the state, certainly with saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day, which is essentially a prayer to the state. And you had brought up, and I pointed out, that they're going to take your house from people if they don't pay up for these services, whether they like them or not. And you said something about, doesn't the good of the community overweigh the individual? What were you saying there?
Well, I think you said something about property taxes and people getting their homes taken, and it's like, well, if you're moving to a community and you're not willing to pay the taxes, why'd you move there in the first place?
What if you're staying in a community?
I'm sorry?
What if you stay in a community?
Do your taxes never go up?
I mean, I was born in Bradenton, Florida. If I had stayed in Bradenton, Florida, then would I have a... Because we're talking about a piece of land here, I guess I would then have the right of the birthright not to pay taxes? Because you suggested that if I moved someplace.
Well, no. Wherever you live, I mean, you're choosing to stay there, aren't you? So you can... You're choosing to live in that area and pay the taxes that are applied to that area.
That would only be valid if those people actually owned that land. What you're claiming is that I am then a serf that is in obligated to pay the Lord every year for the sort of the quit rent is what they used to call it on a piece of land. Can you show an unbroken lineage of line from of ownership for that piece of land, or did in fact a bunch of white people steal it from a bunch of Indians, tell the 49% of white people that lost the vote that we're in charge, and then that's how they own it?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? That's American history.
Apparently they didn't teach you that in school.
Well, I just don't know exactly what the point you're getting to, though.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't obligate me to pay for a service I don't want. I've got a kid; he's 5 years old. I send him.
Yes, they can, Mark. They'll take your house from you.
Right, right. Okay. So you can't do
it. You're not obligated.
Being a bunch of thugs.
Right. You're not obligated in any kind of consensual manner.
If I show up at your door and I demand money, I'm a weirdo and maybe a dangerous individual. If I show up with some friends, I'm a gang. If I do it with 51% of people in town.
You're the community.
We're just the community.
Dave, any thoughts?
Well, how else are you supposed to have a civil society?
Well, what define civil society? One that has schools?
A society in which the children have a common understanding of the world around them, and there's not continual cultural conflict where you see in many other like countries like third world countries.
Now, how can you not say that that is indoctrination? Where all the children have a common understanding, you're absolutely saying that what they're doing in public school is indoctrination because they're attempting to create a common understanding.
You know what bothers me, Mark and Nemi, is this term civil society. It's something that is frequently bandied about by those who support the coercive state.
Hmm.
But to be civil is to be polite to one another. And I am the one advocating for civil society. You and Mark are the ones advocating for civil society, in that the society that I envision is one in which human beings interact with one another on a consensual basis. That is that's the epicenter, the apex, if you will, of being civil to one another, is not threatening your neighbor with some sort of consequence if he or she doesn't like what you want to fundraise for. And I support the community. I give money to local charity because I support the community. And I do that on a consensual basis because I value those charities and the work that they do. And I would do the same thing for a school that I valued as well. And I think most people would. And for those who aren't willing to do that, for those who just want to live out in the woods and not socialize with anybody or just want to be grumpy, well, that's fine. Let them be. Let them be grumpy and let them be known about town as that's who they are. And the rest of us who are civil and who do care about the community can get along with one another on a consensual basis. Final thoughts, Dave? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Maybe that was his acknowledgement that he'd been trounced.
I don't know what it was.
Because I don't know if Dave really believed what he was talking about. I think he might have just been playing devil's advocate with us, given that if you click his name on the Skype and look at his user profile, it has a Mises.org link on there. I think he might have had some really good talking points.
I thought he sounded as convincing.
He sounded pretty good.
He sounded as statist as anybody could
sound. I felt like he was too on it, though, to be real. And he did break up at one point and started laughing. And that, you know, that could
I didn't
have been
hear
a,
that.
He could have been laughing uncomfortably.
Chuckling, yeah.
He could have been laughing. Well, he kind of broke up.
Tittered.
I think his character broke a little bit there. But it was pretty good. Like, he had the status talking points down pretty pat. And
the one thing I didn't
get
to throw in, and it's always difficult when chum's thrown into the water and everybody, like the sharks begin
Watch
to thrash.
Watch out!
the one thing I didn't get to say is, let's not forget that we're paying, I mean, Nimi kind of touched on it here, we're paying for the very worst education for poor kids. Not only do public schools churn out 20% of children that are young adults, 18 years old, that are functionally illiterate, according to their
right,
own
exactly,
darn numbers,
exactly.
In poor neighborhoods where we're supposed to be helping the poor people, which is what the canard that he drew out immediately. And this is, and I think it's completely fair because this is what everybody does when protecting. Well, who'll send the poor kids to school? It's the first thing they ever say. Well, why in the world would you want to send your kid to the school
because
where the poor kids
we
go?
We haven't ever had an existence on this planet where public education was not available, where people were responsible for educating their own children or the people in their communities and around them. There's also a link that was posted on the Facebook page. 28 signs that public schools are rapidly being turned into indoctrination centers. It's just crazy. I suggest everyone go read it.
855, 450-FREE, hour two's coming up. You take control.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.